Hello and welcome to my podcast, Saving My Own Life. My name is Shamel Rivetter, and this podcast is a platform that will allow me to just share. I am an entrepreneur, an entertainer, vocalist, and a life skills coach for artists and entertainers and entrepreneurs. Within those positions, rarely do I have the opportunity to just share my innermost thoughts and the different situations and experiences that I've had that have led me to think and operate the way that I do, that have taken me to this higher consciousness that I believe that I'm in and constantly growing to be in. This podcast will allow me to share my journey. And so that's what it is. I hope that you enjoy. Thank you for joining and listening. Hello again, and thank you so much for joining me. I am sharing my journey. The name of my podcast is Saving My Own Life. And what I've been doing is just recording my thoughts here and there. I do that periodically. It is a form of journaling for me. I don't always sit down and write. I may just pull out my phone and press record in voice memos or something. And so I begin to talk about things to myself. I act as if I'm talking to someone, but I'm actually talking to myself. And I go back and I listen to these recordings, and sometimes I tell myself things that I didn't realize I knew and understood, you know, before it happened. And so I get excited about listening to my own recordings. But today I wanted to talk about how I'm enjoying this journey of getting my body back in the right place. So my last recording, I talked about how discouraged I had gotten because I didn't feel like people really understood, because I didn't really understand, or I don't always understand what my body is doing. And when I say my body, I'm talking about my overall health, you know, how I'm breathing, and, you know, when I'm tired sometimes or whatever it may be. I guess a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, I was just so discouraged. And actually, I think it was just last week. But I was so discouraged because I didn't understand why my body, after dedicating myself to working out and dedicating myself to eating the right foods, why my body still wasn't moving as quickly as what I had desired. So now I actually am feeling the work that I've put into getting my body in order. I feel my mind moving more sharply like it used to. I feel my energy level very high. I don't depend on coffee. You know, I'm eating all of the right foods. I'm exercising. And so now I'm actually feeling it. And last week I was so discouraged. I had actually left the gym and I didn't feel it. I wasn't feeling all the hard work that I was putting into to get my body back in order. But now I do. Even, you know, I'm a vocalist, so I've been singing and practicing around the house and in the car, just singing. And my voice is even getting back to its normal condition because it had gone as well. Okay, thank you so much. The way that this podcast works, this application that I'm recording this podcast on, is you only get a certain amount of time to talk, and then you have to open another, it's not a segment, but another space to record. So that's what I'm doing. That's why you'll get the recordings in increments, okay? But I just wanted to say and share today how excited I am about actually recognizing the results. I see the results from all of the hard work that I've been putting in getting my body back into complete health. I'm seeing the results and I feel so excited about it. I have a little more hope. There is still a long way to go, but I'm still excited. I'm very excited because today I saw my, or I recognized and was aware how my brain was actually operating better. My breathing has been better. My energy level has been so much better. My sleeping, everything has gotten so much better because I'm actually eating the right foods and I'm working out. I'm doing what I need to do to save my life, save my body and my mind. And of course, in order to save my life, the way that I define that as is caring for my mind, my brain, so that I am living in a more healthy manner. I can articulate the way that I would want to. I can, you know, exercise, dance, do whatever I want to do, sing, because I'm taking care of my body the way that I'd like to. So I'm excited about that. And I hope that someone listening to this is on a journey of getting themselves back into complete health, and you're excited just by listening to me. I hope that you're getting excited and that you're not losing hope. Yes, we get discouraged. Yes, it's hard. It is not easy. It is so hard and it's challenging, but I'm grateful that I'm making it through and that I'm staying consistent, because that's the key. You know, even if we only, you know, work out, you know, twice a week, it's being consistent is what's going to help us to see the progress and the results that we would like to see. In addition to eating the right foods, I follow Dr. Sabi. So I am a vegan and I only eat vegan foods. And so I can definitely tell the difference. And I do. I drink about a gallon of water plus a day. And so I see the effects of it. And I'm excited. Yay. My final thoughts for today's podcast, which is episode 2, Growth. First, I would like to say to you, I would like to extend my gratitude. Thank you for listening to my story, to the notes that I write to myself, to encourage myself, to share my thoughts, to learn of myself when I'm writing and thinking and pondering and assessing me. Thank you for finding that interesting, relative, or exciting to you. I appreciate you. I would like my final thoughts to be this. No matter what we are working on, let's just be consistent in that. I'm learning that consistency, and I'm not saying that consistency has a physical reaction, because it might just be that you're consistent in your way of thinking. And so I found myself working out, being consistent. Even when my body was tired, I would just continue to go to the gym. I had bouts of discouragement. I had times where I felt like, this isn't working. I don't see the results. But I want to encourage you, as I'm encouraging myself, to be consistent in your way of thinking and see the end of what you're doing. And what I mean by see the end, see the truth of what you desire to be. So my desire was for my body and my mind and my voice to get back into a better position, better health, to be healed, basically. And so in order for me to get there, I had to be consistent with myself in my way of thinking. And then my body started moving according to my way of thinking. So I encourage you to be consistent with yourself and your way of thinking, and everything else will come together. At least that's what I learned this time for this particular situation. And I guarantee you that I'll have a lot more to share and a lot more things that I've learned by trusting myself to be consistent. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye. Hey, and don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at I Am Inspiring Artist with an S, or the Inspiring Artist Movement. And don't forget to add that S. You may also find me on two other platforms, Shamel Rivetter or Destiny's Talent Institute of the Arts. At times, Institute of the Arts is abbreviated as Destiny's Talent, I, T as in Thomas, A. If you're interested in taking personal life coaching sessions with me privately, you may dial 501-492-6620. Visit our website at destinystalent.com. We have an online business school, AEEBASINBOY.org. That's the Artists, Entertainers, and Entrepreneurs Business Academy online. Hope to hear from you.